Where does the heroin come from?
So,
how has that changed?
sure, almost, it really hasn't changed. Almost all of the heroin that enters the United States enters at the southwest border. And it is a significant increase in seizures that Customs and Border Protection has been making. So we do know that cartels can market, and they can market to younger people. So we're seeing that increase. And we're seeing this concern that young people don't recognize that this is incredibly dangerous and powerful. And they think using it in other ways, they won't become addicted. Unfortunately, they do.
Philip Seymour Hoffman is said to have had a heroin with a logo of Ace of Spades, a brand name, so to speak. What do you make of that? Is it different strains, different power? What is that?
You know, it's very common for these folks to label or put some type of tag, but you never really know what you're getting. Just because it has that heart or that Ace of Spades on it doesn't mean that that's what you're getting the next week or the week after. And if you look right now in western Pennsylvania, I think we're up to something like 22 deaths with heroin that is laced with another pharmaceutical painkiller, fentanyl.